To the Movie Draft House. I'm your host Mark, joined by co-host Jeff.
Did you say my name? Because it cut out if you did.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But we'll go with it because we got it.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah. Then we're good. We're golden.
I was going to talk about how sexy I feel.
Oh. Well, before you talk about how sexy you feel, we're going to plug some music. And it's a new month, which means new theme, but also means new music. And here on the podcast, we are grateful for the Charleston, South Carolina, and this is a new genre for the podcast.
Another one.
And I didn't make it up. I didn't make it up. It's listed right on their website. They are a satirical pop band.
Ooh, satire.
From Charleston, South Carolina. Music this week, month. Is brought to you by the band Sex Brews with their song Ford Taurus. And it's a banger. Listen, like the second I heard it, I was like, yo, this can't be real. This is not legitimate.
Oh, it is.
Is this Lonely Island?
No.
Because it's fantastic. And I just, like, I don't even know how I got a hold of them, but. Like I was just scrolling through some bands that are playing locally here near us one day, and Sex Brews, and the name is catchy, catches mm-hmm. the eye, kind of rolls off the tongue, and looked up their Spotify and listened to the song, and I was like, I'm hooked. I got it. It's fan for life. So anyways.
And then I heard it, and it I can't talk. And it inspired me to say it's time to do some naughty movies.
Yeah, so be sure to follow, hit the show notes for all the links to Sex Brews' social media accounts. Be sure that you're typing it in correctly because it could likely take you to some other places that, that we'll probably get into from watching this film. But Jeff, what's the theme this month?
The theme this month is sexy movie, well, not sexy movies, but specifically
sexy movies.
Sexy movies. Specifically, if I can say it one more time, erotic thrillers. Ooh.
Did you have to whisper it because your wife's nearby?
No, she honestly, it's more embarrassing than it is actually going to get me in trouble. It's like, so I'm watching this week's movie and there are several sexy scenes, which is what we signed up for.
Yeah, correct.
But inevitably, I'm just like, because, all right, let me tell you a Van Damme story. I was watching the film.
How are we always bringing it back to Van Damme?
Because you're podcasting with me. That's why. What was I going to say? Shit.
Something about Van Damme.
I was watching the movie Double Impact, right? And Double Impact is not a sexy movie. There's a sex scene in it. There's some boobies. But I would say the bulk of that film is him just spin kicking shit. But of course, the one scene that my wife comes in the room on is when the female lead is sticking her hand down Van Damme's pants and grabbing his balls. And boop, here she comes in the room. Hey, oh, I see. So it's more embarrassing than I'm not going to get in trouble. It's just kind of like, oh, shit, you caught me.
I mean, was your dick out too?
How do you watch Van Damme movies? Because, yeah.
I was just like, I can imagine, like, me watching this week's film and, like, my kid would walk in. That would be embarrassing. But my wife walks in. She's probably looking at TV going, huh, let me sit down and watch this movie, too.
Well, we are not married to the same person. I think that goes without saying. So this week... We watched Benedetta from the year it came out.
2021,
because I didn't even pull up Benedetta.
I got you. It's,
yeah, please.
Year 2021. It's directed by somebody you may have heard of, Paul Verhoeven. who I just discovered before, like looking at his filmography before we recorded, directed such acclaimed hits as RoboCop.
Hell yeah.
The original Total Recall.
Oh, baby. These are my kind of movies. Like that.
Wait,
shit.
Wait. What movie are we watching next week?
That one, Basic Instinct.
Oh my God, dude. We just doubled up.
No, is it the same director?
Yes, man.
No.
Yes.
How is that possible? This guy was so prevalent. Oh, shit. You know,
he directed Showgirls, too, bro. Bro.
Oh, eat my butthole. He's going on the list. Hold on. Chronologically.com. We found one, right? We found a director whose library merits a full season of Chronologically. So even though we'll have covered two of the films here on this pod.
This is probably the greatest organic discovery in our podcast history.
It really is. Who knew? That's amazing. What a guy.
What a guy.
How do you... Paul... I'm literally putting him on the list right now. Paul...
Verhoeven.
Verhoeven.
Even. He also directed Starship Troopers and...
God!
Yeah. No, this dude is... Man, he killed it. He killed it in the 90s, bro. And then he pops up with this motherfucking movie. Hadn't made shit since like 2016. Then boom, 2021, Benedetta, titties on your screen, nuns, I mean, nuns in your mouth.
Nuns, okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're nuns.
No, you're right. I don't know why I was making it weird.
anyways, I'm going to read you the IMDb. Hold on, okay, I'm going to read you IMDb synopsis for this real quick. A 17th century nun in Italy suffers from disturbing religious and erotic visions. She is assisted by a companion, and the relationship between the two women develops into a romantic love affair. This is the most well-acted foreign movie I've ever seen.
Before we get going, we're going to do something this month.
All right.
We're going to give it a hotness rating, okay? It's cold.
Okay.
Which none of our movies should be cold. If any of them are cold, we fucked up, all right?
We failed, yeah.
Yeah, it's warm. Oh, that's warm. Or it's hot with it. You gotta hit that T. It's hot. Okay.
Hot.
Hot. So based on that, where are you putting this?
Oh yeah, this is a hot.
This one is hot. 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 I had to wear a sweater around my waist watching this movie.
You're pushing down your pants.
I just was the pants, it's the pants are too big. You ever watched Curb Your Enthusiasm? You should if you don't.
Your wife walks in and she points at your crotch. She's like, is that an erection? You're like, no, it's an optical illusion.
Yeah. I just say, no, it's the lighting in here.
I knew nothing about this film other than what I told you last week was that it's a movie about lesbian nuns. This exceeded so many expectations.
Yeah.
This movie is wild from the get-go, and it never lets up. Never.
So, you know, there's this thing that goes around sometimes where we have to ask if things fit the theme. We don't even have to worry about that this week. It's this thing is erotic and thrilling.
Bro,
I got no complaints as far as meeting the damn theme. Like, you did it. This is going to be a great month, I think.
First 5 minutes of this movie, and a little girl's sucking on, Mary's titty.
Oh yeah, that part. Yeah, that was weird, right? I thought you were going to talk about the bird shitting in the guy's eye, but
oh no, who gives a fuck about that? That was like the most tame moment of this film.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess you could call little girl sucking on Mary's titty the most tame moment of this film, but. All right, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. I just want yes or no answers. All right.
Okay.
You down?
Yes.
Okay. And these might make you uncomfortable, so I just want you to...
I will choose not to answer anything I don't want to answer. I'm a grown man, okay, and I can take it.
Okay. All right. You ever go to Catholic church?
No. I might have been in one briefly, but maybe for a wedding, but not enough to really have an experience.
There's statues. There's like statue figures everywhere in Catholic churches.
Right.
Okay. You ever find yourself fantasizing about a religious figure?
Never.
Okay. Have you ever pleasured yourself with is it a cross? Was it a cross?
No, it was figure of the Virgin Mary.
Yeah. So okay, that's weird. Question stands. Have you ever pleasured yourself with the figure of
no.
Of a religious figure? Okay.
No.
There's
nothing in this movie that has ever happened to me. Okay.
Have you ever been possessed by either a demon or another religious figure?
That's a big 10 negative, all right? No.
This movie is wild, bro.
I've never had dreams of Jesus jumping in and just decapitating mofos. That happens in this movie.
I halfway expected there at some point in the latter half of this film for her to fantasize about fucking Jesus.
I mean, we're almost there at this point. Like in the movie, we almost get there.
I'm surprised the film didn't go there.
What's crazy is it is a French film.
Yeah.
And I've never seen The Last Temptation of Christ, but I remember, you know, when it came out, that Scorsese film, everybody in the church was freaking out, man. They were like, this is blasphemous and da 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 da. Well, if this were released in theaters today, it wouldn't surprise me if they had a similar response.
Because
this
hasn't
movie
got that response
goes there.
It wasn't released in,
I
guess,
a French film. So that's one thing we buried the lead on, is Mark has selected another subtitled film. Granted, it's not 3 hours, but it's also not one of the best movies ever made. But
true.
It wasn't too bad, right? You know.
No. So the CGI is probably the worst part of the
when
film.
When is there CGI?
The snakes, man.
Oh,
when
God,
Jesus
the snakes.
Cuts up the snakes.
I forgot about the snakes. It's pretty bad when she hallucinates about snakes and they're attacking her and shit, and I completely forgot about it.
There's also some CGI blood that's pretty terrible, but
yeah.
But anyways, the movie is about this this woman who is sold to this convent. I don't really know how that works.
For all intents and purposes, yes, right? So there is, this is a really good scene, but they apparently, something happened to our Benedetta when she was young, and in order to thank God, they said, well, when she's of a...
We'll just sell them to you.
Well, when she's of a certain age, we will not sell. Their attitude was like, excuse me, hiccups. Their attitude was like, we'll dedicate her to God. And to do that, we'll take her to this convent. But the convent lady's like, because he's like, we brought some fruit and wine, yo. And she's like, that's great. $150 gift is usually, or whatever, you know, it's probably more than that, you know, inflation wise, is usually what's expected.
Right.
And so they tried to negotiate, but she just doesn't fucking care. And she's really, who's that actress? Because
I don't know, but she's miserable the entire time.
She's awesome though, like the actress.
Yeah. No, the acting is good. The acting in this movie is pretty terrific throughout.
It helps that it's in French. Like I don't know, but the facial.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, right. I don't
Charlotte
really know
Rampling
how to.
Rampling plays the head lady of the convent, and she smashes this movie. And that scene where she's negotiating with the guy giving his daughter up is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I would say the acting throughout this film is pretty top notch. You know, the woman who plays
Benedetta?
No, the other one.
Bartolomea?
Yeah, Daphne Patakia. She's excellent. Like, there's several scenes where I'm just like, holy shit. And it had nothing to do with anything, like, involving her body.
No, the torture scene is particularly visceral. And it's not overtly explicit, but no, they show you the tool and what it does, and then off screen they use it, so you get it like a picture in your mind. But her face, like the scream she does in that moment is really, really realistic and visceral. So, yeah, I agree. Across the board, the acting's fantastic.
And the chick that plays Benedetta, I mean, she goes, like, her emotions through the film are, like, back
and
forth.
She's out of control. So let me ask you. So there's some questions we got to talk. Do you think Benedetta, what do you think was going on with her? Like, is she, like, how much of it is she hallucinating or faking?
That's a surface level question with very deep answers, I think.
I don't know if I'm insulted or not, but okay.
That's a backhanded compliment.
A backhanded compliment again. You're just the master of it. I didn't even know I was being backhanded until you told me.
So I think a lot of this film is the character of Benedetta trying to fit into this convent. By liking what everybody else likes, to put it, you know, plainly. And everybody in the convent very, very religious. And so she puts on, I think she puts on this, she placates everybody and says, yes, I'm religious too, but really she is just somebody that's having desires and she maybe doesn't know how to go about, and this is, you know, several centuries ago, or takes place several centuries ago. But it, I imagine in the movie kind of hints at it that, you know, homosexuals are not welcome.
That's like a no-brainer. They don't even need to say that in this movie because of the era it's in, and they're in the Catholic Church.
Right. Right. Correct.
That pretty much you can assume that that's the case.
But like a large chunk of this film is Benedetta and Bartolomea's relationship taking place in secret and blossoming because they're both doing, like, Bartolomea's she's very outward with her affection because she's come from the outside. She's been fostered in an environment where she's been raped and abused, and so she knows this affection because it's kind of been put on her, but in a terrible manner.
Yeah.
And so she has this relationship with Benedetta, and she's expecting this other person to reciprocate those things because she can see that Benedetta is into her, like
I would say, aroused. Yeah, even maybe against her own will.
Who's arousing against their own will?
Well, maybe she is, Benedetta.
Because how do you become aroused against your own will?
It happens all the time. You ever watch a Van Damme movie?
That's weird phrasing, I guess.
So it particularly would happen to someone who is religious or has a reason to feel the feelings they're having are sinful, right? So in the church, she may at the time, you never really see her put up much of a fight, but she may have, you know, been told and taught in the church that what she's doing is sinful or that lifestyle is sinful. And therefore, if she starts noticing herself becoming aroused by looking at a woman or attracted to one in that way, it would be an arousal against her will. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. It
does
make sense.
Of course it does.
But it's like, not, because like, I don't, like, I choose where my eyes go.
Oh, do you?
Like, yeah, I choose where my eyes look.
Okay.
And I choose what I like.
You choose to watch Benedetta.
And you found out that it was probably worth the time.
Okay. So I don't know if that answered my question.
All right. So this movie goes from being this kind of erotic, and it doesn't really turn into like a thriller until like halfway through the film, but it goes from being this erotic film, and like it's very. Mr. Verhoeven watched a lot of porn growing up.
Yeah, but he's old as time. So watching porn of him growing up was like, what came before Sears catalogs? I don't know, but that's what he was doing.
But you know, this film plays out like a very well written, well produced porn, and that might be a testament to filmmaking and that porn has kind of come full circle, and now here we are with this film and porn. But, I mean, there's one scene that is very, like, ooh.
Sexy.
Yeah. And it's the scene where, you know, she makes the dildo out of the Statue of Mary. And, like, they're grinding on each other. And it's just, it's very, you know, it's soft core, but has hardcore implications of, you know, what's happening. But yeah, it's like some of this. I was just waiting for like a dick to pop out. And I was like, "What? Somebody's got to have a dick."
Well, no, because you picked one that takes place at a convent with majority right. women. So,
well,
nobody's
you know,
whipping the hog out.
Well, and the, you know, like the there's a couple scenes where the threat of one of these women being raped is very real. It's just this film has a lot to say about what is it? How you express yourself sexually.
Yeah.
And you know, and how that is received by those around you, and you know, the choice, like, so in so the character of Benedetta, she's like, she bounces back and forth between having like these erotic dreams of Jesus, and
I don't like. Carrying. I mean, they're kind. Yeah, I mean, they're.
I
not.
Mean, they're. I mean, she's. There's one of them where they're like, were they in bed or?
I don't remember them being in bed, but there was the one where he was on the cross, and she took off his robe, and then he had.
Oh
no,
yeah,
he had no genitalia.
Right, yeah. So. Yeah, it's just. And, like, I'm sure Verhoeven decided to make this movie and say something about, you know, Jesus is who you think he is. And it doesn't, you know. No, I mean, like, but you watch this film, and the depiction of Jesus is that he is a genderless individual, and... like, and Benedetta is still attracted to him and still, you know, having these, you know, fixations on you. Cause there's one scene where she's like orgasming, you know, at her dream. You know, like she's having an orgasm in her dream with Jesus. And that's weird to me. Is because, you know, you grow up, and I grew up in a religious house. I'm not overly religious myself, but I grew up in a religious house. You are religious. You've said that here on the podcast before. I don't know how religious you are, but...
I just watched a movie called Benedetta. I'm not offended.
Right, but you did it for research purposes.
Well, yeah. That's what you
but
want
no,
to call
I
it.
Just... I think that's what I call all my porn research.
Got it.
I'm gonna start using that one. I think the movie says a lot about, hey, you know, Jesus doesn't have to be this religious person or overly religious person. He can be whatever you want it to be. You can turn your figures of religious. What's the word I'm using? I don't know.
But you can turn your statue, you can turn your statues of Jesus into your sex toys.
I don't know that that's what the movie was saying.
It doesn't matter. It had a lot to say about the Statue of Mary. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So what we should say is that at one point, what's her face? Help me out.
Bartolomea?
Yeah, she takes a wooden statue of Mary and whittles down the other end into a phallic shape, and then they use it for bedtime fun.
It's a dildo.
Well, it became one.
Right. But like,
I'm not all fancy on these terms like you.
Is that not the, what is it, an allegory? Is that the word I'm looking for?
Well, I want to see how you use it, and I'll tell you if it's right or not.
Religion and sexual desire and pretty much anything to do with sex.
Nope.
It
is about the most blasphemous thing that the creator of the film thought they could come up with.
Blasphemy, okay, but like it's only blasphemy if you actually held the Statue of Mary into some regard, right?
Okay, yes.
Right, I'm sure Verhoeven, really doesn't like he doesn't like Catholicism.
I can't put that in his mouth because the
movie... I'm saying he probably doesn't because he made this film.
He certainly doesn't hold a particularly fundamentalist stance about it. I mean, because this is, I don't see anyone who is hardcore Catholic making this.
That would be weird.
I mean, I don't think it's trying to lambast the church in any way, maybe other than to show some archaic thinking. I don't know. At least to me, I felt like the message didn't take on that form.
Right. And I think, there's a lot of interpretation to the messages that the movie is trying to send. If you're a supporter of, gay rights, this movie probably says a lot to you about how, those in that community can express themselves.
Oh, for sure. I don't think there's any question about that. But I felt like the movie did a good job of just kind of telling the story and allowing you to come up with your own opinion. Like, I didn't feel like it ever got preachy or anything.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, you're right. I never got that either. And I think how the film stays palatable is... It interjects these dream sequences of Jesus, and he's ridiculous. And the scenes themselves are kind of ridiculous, but not in like the campy way, but in just the what the fuck is happening. Then the movie snaps back, and we're back in the convent, and we're back wondering, is Benedetta really... Is she possessed?
Here's the thing. That's like the big question of the movie that I think it leaves me with is how much of this is her? How much of it is her being just really clever? How much of it is her, faking or being creative? And because she essentially starts off as, not someone with a particular power or influence over the church body there. And by the end of the film, she's essentially a cult leader.
Right.
So, and she does a lot of, especially near the end of the movie, a lot of clever things to kind of take over and whittle her way out of certain situations.
She becomes a mother, Mother Benedetta or whatever.
That's how she gets her own room so they can begin to throw down. Because up until then, it was just nipple touches.
Right. Miss Sœur Felicita, I don't know, whatever. Charlotte Rampling's character is the mother when the film starts, and she's kind of the she is the no-nonsense.
Let me ask you, do you think there was anything going on between her and then she had like a right-hand woman, the one that ended up flagellating herself about midway through the film? Do you think they maybe had something going on?
If they did, it was very flew under my radar for sure. I just thought like she had more of the mother daughter relationship with the woman you're talking about, I think. Which had that movie.
Yeah, and it could have been. Turn. I just was curious. And also, why was that hole there?
She said she put it there.
She did, but why? Why did she have to put that there? She didn't know she was getting ousted. I don't know. That was weird.
Maybe it's a spy on other people. I don't know. But like, I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of the movie, it's because the third act is really very action packed and just like off the walls batshit, and
yes,
it kind of takes a detour, and like you can see it coming a little bit, but then it goes full fledged into just chaos. I don't know. What'd you think about like the midway point where Benedetta is, she comes back to life essentially.
All right. So there are things that I thought were a bit too on the nose of like, what's happening. So there's, early in the film, you're kind of questioning how much of this is real, right? Like how much is she actually having these religious experiences? And so she gets the stigmata, which if you don't know, is the holes in the hands and feet of that represent Jesus on the cross. And she got those somehow. And like early in the movie, like you said, the statue falls on her and then she suckles at the nipple and all that stuff.
Man, she sucks the titty. What are you talking about, suckles the nipple? She's sucking on a titty.
And, and you kind of wonder what's going on. So later on, like, she cuts her own, she doesn't have these cuts on her forehead, so it's clearly not Jesus. And then she gets the cuts on her forehead later, and it's blatantly obvious that she did it, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
I think, that's why the movie is well done in that regard, is that, you're watching, you're like, this is a crock of shit. And then you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Did she cause those? Did she put this shit on her face? When she snaps out of one of the dream sequences and she's like got the deep voice and talking like
a
demon.
So that part was like, yeah, exactly. That, and that her voice was really good. That was some of her best stuff. Like, cause the countenance changes, the voice changes. Yeah. And it's like, oh, like the movie does a good job of making it seem like things could go either way.
Yeah.
But then I think by the end, it all but tells me that she's been kind of like, what's the term? Fabricating everything?
I don't know, man. She like, at the end of the movie, she's like, I gotta go back there where they tried to kill me. And,
yeah, that was weird. And that was the part.
I'm just like, I think maybe she is actually this other worldly being. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, is she an alien?
I don't think so. Because then they had the whole, she had the piece of porcelain on her when she got the stigmata at the end of the movie, which we saw that thing break. So I think
she's... So she just crazy?
I think she's lost it a bit and is also really clever, or maybe she's being told, quote unquote, by Jesus to do the thing she's doing. I don't know, but
that's,
I think that the movie does establish that there's not anything supernatural going on by the end.
I like the idea that she might be schizophrenic.
Well, I'm fine with that.
That's actually a really good, if that's what the case is, or that's what the movie implies, that's very well done. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. That bitch might have multiple personalities. I don't know.
I mean, possibly.
That's crazy. Hey, but you want to watch this fucking movie again?
I don't, because it's subtitled. That's the other complaint. Like, I mean, yeah, it's fine, but it is subtitled. So,
but I mean, like, and it is a very dialogue driven film, and so I can see where somebody that doesn't enjoy subtitles would be like, oh god, but all right. Did you keep track of the booby counter?
It was fairly high.
I tried to, but I lost
it. I had to build a Bush machine. So.
The Bush machine. Yeah, Benedetta didn't.
Neither of them did. Well, they were shy.
Bartolomea, she was more, I guess, well kept. I don't know how to put
I mean,
but.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Is this the best non-porn film you've ever seen?
Ooh. I'm going to go with Showgirls on that one, directed by the same guy. They're just... I'm trying to think there's another one. I'm trying to think of what else would qualify as a non-porn movie. Because I don't think this is it. Because there's a lot of, like, downer stuff in this.
Oh, for sure.
So it's not all, like... I can't think... I mean, the only other one that comes to mind is Showgirls. And that's pretty good.
Yeah, but there's some
that movie's so boring though. It's more that it's boring than anything. There's just a couple more scenes that are just spank bankable.
Oh, we should have picked Showgirls. Should have just made it a Paul Verhoeven month.
You know, I'm not opposed to it because there's some good shit in this catalog.
All right. So, on a scale of 1 to 5 erections.
Wow, this is a new scale.
What do you give Benedetta?
I'd say like a 9. No, not a 9. A 6, 8, 7. Let's say 7.
I got 7 erections out of 5.
I don't know. 7.
Yeah, no, it's...
But I'll bump it up to 8 for Bartholomew.
Bartholomew.
I don't know her name, but that's... just call her Bart.
Like, this movie is... It's a really good film that's almost overshadowed by its... subject matter, and that's weird for me, and that's I want to say that's probably pretty rare, where the what do I call them, tits,
okay,
it's where the centrical plot of the movie, the main driving force, which is Bartholomew's and Benedetta's relationship, is overshadowed by the fact that the director just wants to fucking get these women naked.
Do you think that's the case? I mean, we knew, like, all right, so, and it is something I struggle with to a degree, right? Because I don't think anyone who does not want to be nude on screen should ever feel pressured into it.
Sure.
And this movie is an erotic thriller, so you would know that this is what's happening, right? Like, an erotic thriller is about, you know, the titillation. It's part of the genre.
True.
So, I mean, it you know, I don't know. I always feel kind of wrong because I'm like, are they feeling like, okay, I got to do this so I can get my break? Is it something they're comfortable with, you know? And no, I just, and you know.
I don't think that's it either because it's a French film and French.
That is French, the other part is French people are just naked anyway.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
This guy does.
Yeah. Because Starship Troopers was boobtastic. Hollow Man. Well, he direct, is this the, which Hollow Man?
The Kevin Bacon one?
Yeah.
That was a good movie, I remember.
It's not bad. Not bad. A Hitch. But, oh, that's a TV series. Yeah, I got to watch this guy's stuff. He's a wild man.
I don't know. Like, it's just, I think, like, this movie probably could have made just as big of an impact. And I think that's part of it, is that Mr. Verhoeven decided that he wanted to make he wanted to make the audience think about a lot of these questions in this film, you know, sexuality, religion, and like he wanted the viewer to, you know, I guess enjoy the eye candy maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
because I've never seen a nun that looks like either of these two.
That is the other thing, right? Like, when I think of a nun, I think of the one who was running the place. But
right.
both these two and then the other nun who has to self-flagellate later in the film are very attractive.
So it's like, I think this dude probably could have got away with telling this good of a story without a lot of the erotic pieces to it. Now it wouldn't have fit.
We wouldn't have watched it, right? It would have been a different like month.
But it makes me like this movie at the end of it. I was like, holy shit, that was a fucking good movie.
Yeah.
And it made me, and it makes me want to imagine what a film like this could be without all of the nudity, I guess. It's 'cause the nudity is very prominent here. It's just a naked film. And by like the 45 minute mark, you're just like, okay, these people are naked again. Cool. And it's no longer distracting. And I just,
the distracting part to me was like, when are we going to see it? And then it happens. You're like, okay. Then after that, you're just down for the rest of the film.
Oh yeah. And it's, you know, and it doesn't let up. It's like these characters are naked just like kind of all the time now. It's weird. It's weird because like, I don't know if I've ever would have thought about like, hey, I thought there was too much nudity in this film. It's because I'm a very pro nudity guy.
You're big into it.
Yeah.
You have me get naked every time I come in the house to record. Very weird.
That's okay.
That's not true. I'm naked when I get there. Who am I kidding?
Get out the car naked. Anyways, Joe, do you recommend?
This is a wild one. But again, being that it is erotic thriller month, I'm going to assume you're okay with nudity. And if you are, this one's wild and it's entertaining as hell. My only caveat would be is if you're Catholic, don't watch this one because it will offend you. Or
watch it and have double standards like every other Catholic person.
All right. That was Mark. Grouping an entire group of people and just generalizing them all. I do think this movie would be offensive to Catholic people, and they probably want to skip it.
So do you recommend it or no?
Yes, I recommend it. It's good.
Oh, okay.
It's a really
nice.
Good movie.
Yeah.
And it made me feel things in places I hadn't.
Simultaneously, it's weird.
Yeah.
God, I'm finding myself thinking about this movie with a boner. I was not expecting this film, and as soon as like the third act starts, I'm like, holy, I'm invested. I'm like, holy shit, is this chick full of shit or like is she like legitimately like sent from God to these people? And it was just, I mean, it is entertaining. It is, it does not let up. the characters are well written and well acted. I just like I was at the end of this film, I was like, holy shit. I think I accidentally struck gold.
I think it's a strong movie. I think it's really good too.
Yeah, I recommend it. And it's so I'm 2 for 2 on the subtitle films. Let's go. Let's go.
Yes. Great job, Mark.
Go me. So what are we watching?
I'm one
next
for one.
With subtitles?
Yeah. I did
which subtitle?
Raid Redemption.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah. That was a good one. All right, go you. What are we watching next week? It's Basic Instinct.
Yep,
it's Basic Paul Verhoeven.
We aren't journeying too far. Did he direct anything else we picked this month? I think it was a dartboard of erotic thrillers, and you throw a dart, you're going to hit one of his movies, and we hit two of them. So we're going to watch the classic Basic Instinct. I've never actually seen it. I've seen one scene several times.
It stars your boy, Michael Douglas, and Sharon Stone. So, what is it? Is this streaming anywhere? This is Prime Video, but that's deceiving. Oh, it is on Prime. Okay. Once again, we want to give a shout-out to the music this month. Sex Brews, the satirical pop band from Charleston, South Carolina.
Don't listen to this while watching the movie. Your bottom side will explode.
Bottom side. Both
well,
ends.
I wanted to
just
include
all
everyone.
Over the place.
No matter what you're working with, that shit was going to blow up.
We appreciate them allowing us to use their music here on the podcast. If you want to follow the podcast on Twitter, you can find us at Movie Draft House and throw us some suggestions for music of the month or monthly themes. We are receptive. It's because Jeff is he's growing tired of coming up with the themes.
No, I'm not. I love this shit. I already picked out the next one for August. We already know.
If you want to get at Jeff and tell him, hey man, skip Shamalama Ding Dong. Do Paul Verhoeven.
You'd have a really good argument. Of the people you suggest for me to do this with, this is the most likely. This motherfucker got some movies.
You can find Jeff on Twitter at Podcast by Jeff.
Yeah, and if you want to get in touch with Mark and say, damn, you got good taste in sexy things, let me get that OnlyFans. You can head over to I Heard You Liked on Twitter.
Hey, speaking of OnlyFans, give you all a little tease of what's coming. We're launching a YouTube channel, and it's going to be at the Movie Draft House, where we are going to we're effectively launching at the end of.
Wait. The shit's already out.
Oh, the shit's already out.
Yeah, by the time this drops, it's already out. All right, the episode, the previous episode, where we reviewed TMNT is
right. So
in
I should
video
say
form.
That
form. You can go watch it.
You should. You can find our first ever video podcast on our YouTube channel, The Movie Draft House. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and show some love. It was a chore of just learning things when I was
editing. Hey, I'll say you did a good ass job. I can tell there's going to be places that you're going to get better. But I was impressed with the not only that you got it done, but that you actually added more. Like you didn't just throw it in and say good enough and upload it. You tried to get pictures that would hit at the right time. I was surprised to see the Elmo guy pop up. So,
hey, did you see the porn star?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you've seen her before.
Nope. I would admit it. She's just not one I've come across. Double meaning, double entendre there. Woo! Let's get out of here. I don't have any words of wisdom because I don't speak French. Who's on the track, make it feel like pulling out in the torus in the moonlight, windows down, that midnight.
Women looking like deer in headlights, Ford Taurus, 99, power windows, yeah, right. Heated seats, no, that's just a natural side effect of the engine. When it gets a bit too high for these fine ladies, my other cars, Mercedes, all my clothes from Old Navy, and I'm max out at about 80. Bitch, I got 15-inch hubcaps, CD player, fuck yeah. Riding dirty, need a car wash, and I'm spaced out like astronauts. Now, believe if the thief saw this car sitting in a parking lot, that he'd walk on by without a second thought, but that's fine with me, because I ain't into keeping these doors locked. I'll flip you off in bad traffic, cut you off like a bad habit. Bumper stickers, I got 15 on my back window, I can barely see, but
I know if you're into me, that's just my car.
Ooh, I swear.